Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:21. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning. I see that the Allgemeine is now also covering the story of the potential change of Sandton Drive to Leila Khaled Drive. So they are leading with an article, South African Jews decry outrageous push to rename Johannesburg Street after a Palestinian terrorist. South Africa's Jewish community has lambasted a proposal by the city of Johannesburg to rename the street on which the U.S. consulate is located after the notorious Palestinian terrorist Leila Khaled, and failed terrorist, I might say. They didn't even pick a good one. But either way, is it just the Jewish community that is up in arms, or certainly should be everybody? What is the reaction? What can we do about it, and how much time do we have? Craig Pantanowitz is the vice chairperson of the South African Zionist Federation. Craig, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good morning, Howard, and good morning to all of the listeners.
So this started back in when? How long has this been going on for?
2018 was the original proposal to change the name, and it was battered away at that point, but it has never really, really gone to sleep, and it's still something, as we well know, we're facing today.
Why is it important to for anybody to change Sandton Drive to Leila Khaled Drive? What is their reasoning?
Howard, we find it very difficult to find any good or conclusive reasons why this would benefit anybody. We know that there are certain parts of the city and certain parts of South Africa that are pushing to support the Palestinian cause at any price. And we understand that that's the driving force behind this. It is to side with the Palestinian cause. And we know that South African government pursues strongly the Palestinian cause. And this is just another step in that direction to say, you know, we are happy to tread on the toes of the United States consulate, perhaps act willfully against the citizens of Johannesburg in wasting huge amounts of money to change the name, as you say, after a failed terrorist.
Mm. And there just doesn't, I mean, there's so many issues in Johannesburg at the moment. The city is quite literally falling apart with crisis after crisis, particularly in the water area, garbage, potholes, decay, it's almost a level of absurdity that there is a focus on this. When I spoke to the city of Johannesburg, their view was, well, it's been proposed at council, it was accepted at council, so they have no choice but to go through a process. Is that true? Do they have to go through that process, or can they say, hold on a minute, this actually doesn't make fiscal or logical sense in any way, we've got other priorities, we'll come back to it?
We do believe that once something is proposed, it has to go through a process of consultation with the residents of the city and any valid stakeholders that may have concerns around any name change. The Zionist Federation has been doing a huge amount of work behind the scenes to, one, lobby and try and get affected community members to come forward and share their displeasure with this idea. We cannot see any positive from this whatsoever. If I can share with you some of the work that the Zionist Federation
I'd love to hear.
Doing behind the scenes, I think that it's quite relevant. You know, in the last week, we have written both to Durco and to the city of Johannesburg. The Durco issue is that from our understanding and from the law, we know that it's South African law to protect consulates across South Africa. And the Diplomatic Immunities and Privileges Act state that we have an obligation to protect embassies. And we believe that this name change is doing nothing to protect the United States consulate. We believe that there would be an increased number of protests, marches, potential attacks on the consulate.
That's true. That is true, because we're better to protest than Leila Khaled Drive.
Absolutely. Mm. And we just think that that sends completely the wrong message. So we have written a letter to Derco to make them aware of this, and we believe that they are aware of it. We've also written, or the Zionist Federation have written, to the city of Johannesburg, because we found another issue in this proposed name change, in that Johannesburg is a sister city or a twin city of both Ramallah and of New York City. Oh. And we cannot understand how we can be choosing one sister city over another. And this is a blatant attack on the United States consulate. Mm-hmm. This is our second biggest trading partner globally. A huge amount of economic benefit come through our relationship with the United States. And for a very thin, narrow political agenda, we think that that the city is going to do huge damage to that relationship. Those are two political factors that we have brought to the attention of both the city and Derco. But again, just to reiterate, we don't believe that this wasteful expenditure can do anything for both the Palestinian cause.
Well, exactly. I was just thinking, what good comes out of this? Really, what good comes out of this? There's nothing. Did you receive a response from either of those parties?
So we haven't received a written response, but we do know that they did respond to say that they have received our letters, and we hope that they are taken into consideration. At the same time, Howard, we are lobbying very hard to get as many concerned residents of the city. And I want to state that this doesn't need to be a specifically Jewish cause. We think that, well, the Zionist Federation thinks that this is a cause that goes much further than just the Jewish community. This wasteful expenditure, this money that's going to be used, which runs into the many, many, many millions of rands, Howard, could be so better served fixing water issues, fixing potholes, employing police, building homes for those that need it, feeding the homeless. There are multiple homeless people living on Sandton Drive currently. Surely our money as taxpayers could be better spent serving those communities in desperate need, suffering from poverty, rather than a name change. And I want to state that this is not specifically, we are absolutely against the name change to Leila Khalid, but we are against a name change at any level of Sandton Drive. This is a non-political name. Sandton Drive
an irrelevant name, really, completely.
Absolutely. And the last thing I want to say, Howard, is that we genuinely believe that if we are pressed to change the name of one of Johannesburg's roads, and there's a valid reason to do so, we have so many phenomenal South Africans that we are proud of. Why should we not be giving the world exposure to these amazing people that we have to search abroad for a terrorist who literally threw a hand grenade on an aeroplane? That is what we're celebrating. We can't believe that this is what we're facing at a time where so many communities in South Africa are in need.
Craig, how do people object if they want to do so, and how much time do we still have to do that?
Good question. So we have until the 18th of October, I believe 4 p.m. on the 18th of October, to raise our objections. There are many ways one can object. You can write directly to the city of Johannesburg. You can also go to the South African Zionist Federation webpage. There's a link there that will allow you to object in a very simple manner. And each one of those objections will be a separate objection presented to the city to say.
That's brilliant. Let's go that way, because then it's the simplest. Let's give one direction. What is the Zionist Fed's email address? Is it SAZF?
SAZF.co.za.
Okay, so you can go there and you'll see the link there. Please do so, because every one of these objections counts, and it's really important to do so. It'll take you literally a minute or two, hardly even. So just go and do that. Craig Pantanowitz, thank you. As always, Craig is a vice chairperson of the South African Zionist Federation, chatting to us about the proposed name change from Sandton Drive to Leila Khalid Drive. It is 7:31.